So we saw the 10 advantages that a Baal B'tochen has over a Uman HaKamiki. And we're looking at all the benefits of the Baal B'tochen has generally. He has Menuchas HaNefesh B'Daigas. He doesn't have to travel around. He doesn't have to travel. He can stay in his place. He's not worried about what the people think and what people say. And he doesn't have to flatter people. No, that's in the 10 minors of the over the Emunah Kimi. I'm just talking about stum, the minors of a Baal B'tochen. Let's have a look. I know what we got up to. Yeah, this we haven't done. We did this.
So up to there.
No, it's this one we haven't done. We haven't done this one. Okay. Shin Yud Dalet. You're just going through benefits of being a Baal B'tochen. If you don't know why it's important to have B'tochen yet, we're trying to convince you to buy his product. Again, there's two advantages that B'tochen gives you. We saw that right in the beginning. It frees you up to be an Oved Hashem. And it also allows you to achieve Oishav V'Simcha Be'olam Hazeh. B'tochen Elokim B'kol Yinei Adam B'pnei Sheyesh Bo To'eles G'doyla Hein La'Sogas Shleimus B'Torah B'Avodas Hashem. That's the one area that B'tochen produces enormous benefits. Shleimus in Torah and Avodas Hashem. Shkoyach. And the other one is in, you have Oishav V'Simcha in Olam Hazeh. It's not just on Olam Haba, pick a benefit. You get Tzcha as well, but you get Oishav V'Simcha in Olam Hazeh. So now we're going through one of the benefits we're looking at now is the benefit it brings you in the area of Avodas Hashem. V'achat ha'ele shabatochen meibel Avodas Hashem hi shabatoach b'Hashem ein memoyne harav monea oto liftoach b'Hashem. If he has lots of wealth, it doesn't prevent him from having betochin in Hashem. He's a betoch in Hashem, not in the moment. Remember, you have to trust something. So if you're trusting your money, then Hashem says, fine, I'm getting out of here. I'm not going to help you anymore. You trust your money. A betoch Hashem has the major advantage that he's not trusting his money. He's trusting Hashem. The money that he has is just that's above what he needs to live on. He has lots of money. But that's just a deposit. Somebody went away and asked you, please look after their money for them. You're a trustee. That money comes with an instruction manual on how to use it correctly. For a certain period of time, and it gets taken away. If the money stays with him for a long time, if the money stays with him a long time, he has old money. As a result of that, he doesn't sort of push off Hashem because he has all this money. And also, he doesn't remind the people that he's been helping with his money of all the good that he's doing for them. In other words, he doesn't feel like he's a hero because he's giving money away to people. And he certainly doesn't want anything in return for that. You owe me one. You have to say thank you. You didn't say thank you. I gave you so much money. You didn't say thank you. And praise. He thanks the Boira because the Boira made me a shliach to do good for you. And if he loses money, he's not worried to show you how far we are from any of this. ולא דואג ולא מצטער, אין לו מוינו, he doesn't have any suffering and pain from the fact that he's lost all his money. אלו מויד אל הלקב שלוקח את פקדוינה ממני, he thanks Hashem, thank you so much for taking away that פקודן. כשם שאין לו, כשמוסה לא הספיק דוינה, זאת אומרת, he thanked him and he gave him the פקודן. Why would you thank Hashem for taking away the פקודן? Because it's a big weight off my shoulders, looking after someone else's money and losing it and taking care of it properly comes with the whole Shulchan Aruch. Not so simple looking after other people's money. הוא שמח בחלקוי, ולא שייף לראות הפסד אצל אחרים. He's not happy to see other people also losing money. That doesn't comfort him. ולא חיים בנס ממוינה של אף אדם, and he has no desire for anybody else's possessions. It's no שייכס to him. כמו שאמר שלמה המלך, חכם צדיק, איכל לסוי בנפשי. צדיק יצא, אני סטיספייד, ולא חסה כלום. You look in the Pischei Lev at the bottom, he says, that tzadik habotech al Hashem, nafsho seiva mechol esoim. Someone who has betochen in Hashem, when he eats, he's full, he's satisfied. Kleima, hu merutza obo al sipukoi, ku lo doeg le daigas macha, he's not worried about tomorrow. He said, and he had a meal, now he's satisfied. But what will be tomorrow, now that I ate all the food today? Velo mekane bachein, v'sameach v'neine mechelkoi. He's not jealous of other people. He's happy. He's tranquil. He's living a peaceful, healthy life. Why? Because he has the betochen. The Brisker Rov, when he got married, got a very big nedunia. What's it? Dowry.
Dowry.
Big dowry. There was somebody looking after it or whatever. I don't know the deal of the story, but anyway, this guy, in the end, he was left with nothing. Nothing. The whole dowry went down the drain. Yeah, and he was very mitzdayim, he said. And he took out Shara Betochen, and he got to the point where he realized something very profound. Why was I calm and relaxed when I had the dowry? Because I knew I'm taken care of. I got what I need to get me through the next few years. I don't have to worry about Panosa. Then, and now that I've got Betochen, I'm also not worried what's going to be tomorrow because I know that I'm being taken care of. The betochen's better than money. Because what money gives you, betochen gives you much bigger without any risks of losing your yishuv adas and menuchas hanefesh. The money gives you menuchas hanefesh. Said it, betochen's a much better thing to have, and it's much easier to attain than money. It comes with much less responsibility. It's much easier to become a Baal Betochen than to become a billionaire. But that's not the point. It's much easier to get menuchas hanefesh from betochen than it is from money. As we saw before, money doesn't bring you menuchas hanefesh. It's not so easy to get menuchas hanefesh out of being wealthy. Very, very hard. Very few people achieve that. You got money, you see it as a pekodin, you're not worried about it, you're chilled, if it gets lost, it didn't actually get lost. I just took his. If I deposit, I'm going away. So I leave $10,000 with you to look after. I come and I take it back when I get back from holiday. Someone says, what happened to that money? You just said, I lost the money. Didn't lose it. You gave it back to the Balabais. Once went to see a guy and he told me he lost all his money. He didn't lose it. It was never yours in the first place. The person who owned the money came and took it back and now he gave it to somebody else to look after, or he's looking after it himself. He didn't lose it. I just want to know who you gave it to so that I can go see him. That's cool. I just want to know where it got transferred to. They could have seen people.
You help me then?
I don't remember. I've insulted and offended so many people on my journey fundraising. I once phoned a guy. I was quite close to him. Asked for a donation. He told me he's just made a big investment, and if it goes off well, he'll give me the mice from the investment. I said to him, it's not going to go. It's not going to be successful. I'm sorry. Why are you saying that? I said, I'll tell you, I'll prove it to you. Hashem gave you that money to give to yeshivas, to give to stocker. And using it now to make investments. And if you make money, you'll give it to yeshivas. I said, Hashem will take it away. Give it to somebody who knows how to use the pekodas properly. You don't make friends doing like that. I'm not advising that. It's not a fundraising choice. I never heard from him again. What is he thinking? No, I'm just saying it's not the way to win friends and influence people and to be successful and to be whatever. Just saying.
Huh? She was not a golf player.
Play golf with these people? No, I don't. That's not my game. It's way beyond the norms of Valerie Studdard. Okay. Fine. So that's an important lesson here. The Baal HaTogah doesn't have this problem because he trusts in Hashem. He doesn't trust in the money. So if he has money, he doesn't have money. His Menuchas HaNefesh is the same. And he knows the money is not his. So he has this enormous sense of responsibility that he's got to take care of the money. When it gets taken away, he's quite happy because you just removed all those obligations from him. Again, we'll see. He's going to go through the different types of money that a person has and the different relationships you have with that different type of money. The basic money you need to live off, you know, whatever the minimum you need to live off, that's one category. This extra money we're talking about, that's a different category. We'll see. He'll go through that. He'll get there. Now we're shifting gears and we're going to have a look. That's all about Olam Haba, by the way. That was all in Avodas Hashem. All these benefits we just spoke about now of having Betochen, that's in terms of your Avodas Hashem. Now we're going to have a look and see the benefit as it relates to Olam Hazeh. They're very similar, by the way. It's because having Menuchas HaNefesh Midaigas in this world also frees you up to be Oved Hashem. They cross each other a lot. You'll see. Hey. Menuchas halev midaygas ha'olam hazeh v'shalve mizreitzus hanefesh u'mitzara ala edet havoseya gufniyos. Betochen is all about this, that sense of feeling secure and calm and covered and taken care of. Menuchas halev midaygas ha'olam hazeh, there's no worries about olam hazeh. The shalva, complete tranquility from mirutzus hanefesh, from the turmoils of his inner world. Umitzara la'edet avos el gufnis. And the tzar, he's freed up from all the tzar that you have when you don't fulfill your desires, physical desires. We all have physical desires. And when those physical desires don't get fulfilled, we feel very mitzta'er. We get very uptight about it. Baal HaTogah doesn't have that problem. He dwells in peace, quiet. He lives peacefully, tranquilly, safely in this world. He's not worried it'll get hot. Who's not worried it'll get hot? No one, because we have air conditioners. Why aren't you worried about the heat? Because you've got tach in your air conditioner. So Hashem says, you know what? Take the air conditioner. But to thank Hashem for the air conditioner. V'lo yireki yobo chop, v'yolei ran v'shnas b'tzeres in years of famine, lo yidaik v'lo yomish ma'aso is period. That's the benefit for just being in this world, happy in this world. You have betochen, a kol tov. Whatever Hashem's got it all covered. A kol tov. It's all from Hashem, and it's all good. The Shchem Salavovas, you have to know here. What's running in the background of the Shchem Salavovas? We haven't seen this yet, but we learned about this at length in Pirchei Machshava. Is the Shchem Salavovas a shita of betochen? You remember we have two shitas of betochen. The Chavis and Lavavis is shit in Betochen. If you're a Baal Betochen, you get whatever you want. That's not our understanding of Betochen. You just need to know that that's what's running in the background here. There's a famine. So why is he not worried? Because he'll get whatever he needs. He'll have food. Our level of Betochen that we came out of Pirkei Machshava was, that's more relevant to us for various reasons, is that even if there's no food, you understand, because they're tough. Call Sheyavo Alecha, the Rashi there, the Kabul, the Simcha, the Ava, whatever. Yeah? Just bear that in mind that the Shit of the Chavis Lavovas, he'll speak about this later, is the Baal Betochen. You have to be a Baal Betochen first, get whatever he wants. Okay, that's a lower level, remember? the higher level of betochen is not getting whatever you want, but recognizing that whatever you get is good and you are tranquil with that. That's higher level of betochen. Counterintuitive. If I would offer you two levels of betochen. The one level, you get to a level of betochen, you get whatever you want. The other level is you don't get whatever you want, but you are satisfied with whatever you've got. Which one sounds higher? The first one.
Second one.
Correct. I said that already.
More work.
Yeah, but we have to see why it's higher. Anyway, you can't get... Okay. But if you ask anybody, they'll tell you, yeah, the first one's great. You just get whatever you want. It's fantastic. Whatever you want, you get. Of course, you have a token in a ship. That would seem to be the higher level. The danger in that is how do you know what's good for you? You get whatever you want, but you take responsibility for your Olam Haba. The second level, Hashem says, I'll take care of you. When I'm taking care of your Olam Haba, I'll make sure that you get to Olam Haba. The first level, Hashem says, you make sure you get to Olam Haba. You get whatever you want. Whatever you want, I'll give you. You're prepared to take responsibility for that? Anyway, what's a high level, low level? I'm the fear come up top. I'm not going back into that now. This week, take the story out again and see it inside. We should all have that clear by now. Just pointing out that that's what's running in the background. That's why we disconnect sometimes from Shara Betochen, because it's, you have to learn this as well, because we said without understanding this, you can't get to the higher level. Okay. But that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the understanding. She's a cold tov. It's all from Hashem and it's all good. And therefore, I'm chilled. That's what Betochen is all about. Betochen is that feeling of feeling secure and safe. Menuchas ha-nefesh me'anedida bedrochim rechoykos. Dova makales aguf u'makarev es kaitz ha-chayim. One of the advantages of Avot Tochen is he has menuchas ha-nefesh from all the running around and traveling and going to far places, which causes a person's body to get weakened and it brings about your end quicker. Comes with a lot of dangers and a lot of problems. The Moshe Kosov, inu bederech koichi kitze yomai. Shortens your life. The Mesupa al Echad me'oiv da Hashem aprushim. One of the oiv da Hashem aprushim, one of the people that separate themselves from the world. Shelefnei sheitchil isanik beprishus, halach pam. Before he started conduct litnaeg, before he started conducting himself with Prishas, he went to a very far land in order to find Panosa. You've noticed that at the airport, you'll meet two insurance salesmen at the airport. One's from Beit Shemesh and another one's from New York. The one's on his way from Beit Shemesh to New York and the one's on his way from New York to Beit Shemesh and they meet at the airport. Why? Because the guy from New York is coming to Beit Shemesh to sell insurance. And the guy from Beit Shemesh is going to New York to sell insurance. Yeah, you notice, you know these people up there. The guys that fly to New York 50 times a year because they work in New York and they live in Beit Shemesh. And the people that live in New York and they work in Tel Aviv. You know these people up there. That's what we're talking about here. So this guy went off to find Panosa. He met a certain Balavad Azorah. This insurance salesman, whatever, he was out there traveling away in a far city and he went to find Panosa. I'm a lawyer, Porush. Mama od shrim atem, betachli saivaron v'chaisavon. Bazeshi, yachnis oite milinim. Why are you serve for Adams? Don't you have any seichel? What's wrong with you? Why have you got this mushugas in your head? On a lawyer, saivar elilim, velemiata oive. What do you serve? I'm a serve the all-powerful God who takes care of me for everything. Your actions are a contradiction to your words. Nothing like getting Musa from a cow worshiper. No? People that worship cows. And he's giving you Musa. He's right. Did you hear what you just said? Shalotu aperush, aporush, ketzad. How did I just contradict my deeds from my words? So the Balavad Azorah answered him. Inu masha mate haya emes. If it was true what you just said, shakel shata eved lo, this God that you serve, whom afanesis akol v'yicholto ubilti mugbeles, he nourishes and sustains everything, and he has infinite power. He can't feed you where you live. You have to come Yafuim to feed you. And he couldn't answer him. Like I said, nothing like getting mutter from a Balavodazor. Therefore, he opened up an office in the town where he lived, and that was it. You don't get points on your flying miles that way, but
you don't need them.
Correct. Have you ever got to go on holiday? Okay. Anyway, other than that, that's what he learned. You recognize that a college ball who takes care of you. If he's taking care of you, so he can take care of you. Yeah, the same way as he takes care of the chicken in the egg, and the same way he took care of Yon in the dug, wherever you are, he could take care of you. Now, again, you have to hear this carefully, so you don't make mistakes. We're dealing with Petochen, yeah, we're not dealing with Ishtadlus. In Hilchas Ishtadlus, you might have to get onto an airplane. I don't know. We'll see. When we learn about Ishtadlus, we'll get there one day, we'll discuss Ishtadlus. We're talking about betochen now. Betochen and ishtadlus are two separate studies. In the world of ishtadlus, maybe you have to get into an aeroplane now and again. But check out what's happening in your office in New York. I don't know. But I'm not dealing with ishtadlus now. We're dealing with betochen. Betochen, I understand that Hashem, wherever I am, Hashem, take care of me. So if I can make ishtadlus for Panosia, I want to make ishtadlus there. Hilchas ishtadlus may say different. If we get ishtadlus, we'll be all ishtadlus. Lolum dimachshav hilchas ishtadlus. When we get to hilchas tefillin, we'll learn about hilchas tefillin. Okay. Okay. So now we have time for one more. Let's start. Vachas atoeles ishiyesh li betoch b'ashem manuchas ha-nefesh v'aguf mi'avoidetz ha-kveidois v'ha-malochas ha-eoifes es ha-guf. The first advantage is he doesn't have to do terribly, terribly heavy, difficult physical work that just breaks your back. He doesn't have to do that. V'einu lehut li'ois korov l'malchus. He also isn't bursting with trying to get close, like playing golf with... Oh, where's he gone? I'll just insult him. Okay. And you don't have to play golf with Trump. Or Biden, whatever gets you going. Yeah, you don't have to get close to the Malchus. You don't have to, you don't have to sidle up to them. You don't have to. Dova Dorish hit Nagud Benimuse Malchus. Umamed Osebus Economy Tzad Anshay Malucha Isig Naboya Bolera. You have to go learn all the tricks and trades of diplomacy of how you deal with the Malchus and whatever. And it comes with Sakana because you're hanging around these people. They're not always the master's people. They can do you evil. But we're talking about Ishtadlus here, but we're focusing on the betochen of this. This betochen, Baal betochen, he chooses for himself amongst all the ishtadluses, the work, the jobs, the professions that you can find. He chooses the job that gives the body as much tranquility as it can. And he acquires for himself the best name that he can. And he doesn't allow his thoughts to bother him. The mitzvah isn't one that the thoughts are bothering him all the time. Mitzvah hamatim beyosel lachayvus sheteirosu matilo alav uleyete ikranot emunosoy. He chooses a job where he can fulfill the chayvus that the Torah places on him and all the other principles of his beliefs. Because he knows, he understands, he believes, and he lives faithfully to the fact that the means to the end, the ishtadlus, let's just use the word ishtadlus here, that a person uses to mafan himself with, doesn't add or detract from what he's going to get at all. The Ribbono Shel Olam decrees what he's going to get, and what you do is not going to change that one iota. Moshe Nema Batilim Kilom Moitzi Umera Velom Midbaharim Kelokim Shefet Ze Yashpil Ze Yorim Nema Benoiz Deshi Abitzenim Aymenuches Yaneli. You can work out the psukim yourself. So therefore, he chooses for himself a hishtadlut that resonates and fits well with his religious beliefs and his abilities. He works American hours that he can learn in the morning. He finds ways to live his life, making ishtadlis. Again, when we get to ishtadlis, we'll do with ishtadlis. Ishtadlis is not so poshut. And the ishtadlis we're talking about is the ishtadlis of a Baal Betochen. We're not Baal Betochen, so ishtadlis has to be dealt with. But the bottom line is what comes out here in terms of Betochen is you can't change your panos. And therefore, find something to do that gives you a good name, that's respectable, that doesn't tire you out, that doesn't wipe you out, that frees you up to be doing what you're supposed to be doing really this year.